This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Flora, a sun-drenched field here, about 78 degrees as we approach first pitch. They had a couple tenths of an inch of rain here last night. The field is in perfect condition, beautiful facility here in Flora. They've got a perfectly manicured grass infield, a great-looking dirt infield as well, and they've got fencing down the left field line that goes to 305, the right field line at 315, dead center is 380, and of course in that sixth inning on Wednesday, Staunton peppered that left field line for those three home runs. The Bulldogs are going to have their hands full here today with Eric Kramer. He's 6-0 on the year, a 1.88 ERA. He's pitched 41 innings. Keep that in mind when I tell you he has struck out 72 on the year and walked just 9. He has surrendered just 29 base hits in his 41 innings of work. So the Bulldogs will have to deal with an elite lanky right-hander here today. Kyle McBrain going to go with the lineup he has rolled with most of the year. Marcus Carl will lead things off and play center field. Ryan Best will bat second and play second. Cy Cox is hitting third and playing first. Nick Yates will clean things up and play third base. Austin Tallman, who hit the three-run go-ahead homer on Wednesday, he will bat fifth and play left field. Griffin Bianco, who hit a home run in that sixth inning as well, he will bat sixth and play right. Devin Ray will hit seventh and do the pitching. Zach Urey will bat eighth and play shortstop. And Colin McBride will hit ninth and do the catching. So for the Dawgs, Carl, Best, Cox, Yates, Tallman, Bianco, Ray, Urey, and McBride. And, of course, the third home run, the huge blast in that sixth inning, was off the bat of Marcus Carl when he hit a grand slam that put it out of reach on Wednesday night. For the Tatopoulos Wooden Shoes, they'll have Mitch Heeman in left field, Colin Fundeman in center, with Colin Craig in right field. Ethan Dust is at third, Lee Hardick at short. Jason Deckner is your second baseman today for the Shoes. Drew Taley over at first, and Cody Jansen will be catching, the tall right-hander for T-Town. Eric Kramer, 6'6", 180 pounds, and as I mentioned, 72 strikeouts and just 41 innings of work. Staunton, the gray pants, red stripe, red jerseys, white numerals, white helmets. T-Town has the white pants, the blue jerseys with the gold letters and numbers. And Kramer climbs on top of the mound, and we're going to get underway a couple minutes early as the first pitch heads home at 9:58, and it's in for a called strike one, and this 2A Flora sectional final is underway. Carl, no batting gloves, stands in from the right side as Kramer has his sign, winds and fires, fastball outside. Third baseman Dust is in right at the lip of the grass. Outfield basically straight away, and they are deep. They saw the power explosion they were scouting on Wednesday night. Carl drills that ball left center field. That is going to plug the gap and go to the wall. Carl around second. Oh, it's over the wall. A leadoff home run. How about that? Marcus Carl, a grand slam in his last at bat, and he starts the sectional final with a home run into left center field. That ball just kept traveling, and Carl has put Staunton out in front 1-0, a lead-off home run against T-Town. Wow. They picked up right where they left off on Wednesday night. That'll bring in Ryan Best. Well, they did not fall behind early like they did in the regional final and the sectional semifinal. A lead-off home run as Kramer's first offering to Best. Fastball in for a called strike. Kramer has his sign, winds and fires. Upstairs, one ball, one strike. Well, in the two-hour trip over, Staunton couldn't have imagined a better start than that. A leadoff home run against the powerful Tatopoulos Wooden Shoes. Fastball in for a called strike, 1-2 on Ryan Best. We've got more sectional championship baseball for you later today from the 1A Greenville University sectional final. Nokomis will face Valmeyer. Broadcast for you 3 o'clock this afternoon here on FM 106. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Best went after a high fastball, and he is down on strikes. Now to bring in Cy Cox. Cy, a 374 hitter in his freshman season, 30 RBIs, 8 doubles, and 3 home runs for the left-handed swinging Cy Cox. He will bat with the bases clear, 1 out, and a 1-run lead for Staunton. Kramer's first offering to Cox, fastball, outside corner, called strike. Ryan Wyckoff calling the balls and strikes today. Craig Wise and Dave Feldick on the base paths. The one strike offering from Kramer to Cox in the dirt for ball one. Nick Yates waits on deck. Such a young, Staunton team, but they also have that nice mix of upperclassmen as well. The 1-1. Foul tipped back to the screen. 1-2. Good cut there from Cox. So Kramer hasn't been touched for many long balls at all this year, but he responded nicely, coming back to strike out best, and now ahead 1-2 on Cy Cox. As Devin Ray has been spotted an early lead here in the first inning of this sectional final. The 1-2. Foul tipped into the mitt of Jansen, and Cox down on strike. So after the leadoff home run, back-to-back strikeouts, and there's two down in the top of the first inning.
Now batting number 11.
That'll bring in Nick Yates, a .438 hitter in his senior season, 40 driven in, 8 doubles, 5 triples, and 3 home runs. For Marcus Carl, that was his 5th home run of the season. That's in for a called strike one. Of course, he hit the walk-off home run in the regional semifinal in the 8th inning against Litchfield, and then the big grand slam on Wednesday against Greenville. The 0-1, reaching for it is Yates, lifts it down the right field line. The first baseman, Taylor, back at the edge of the grass and gloves it for the third out. Marcus Carl leads off the sectional championship with the home run. We've completed a half inning. Staunton 1, T-Town coming to bat. 1-0 Staunton thanks to Marcus Carl's leadoff home run as Devin Ray, the young sophomore, will take the mound for the Dogs. He's 5-1 on the year, 42 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's surrendered 40 hits, struck out 53, walked just 7, an ERA of 2.13, and a record of 5-1. Colin McBride back behind the plate today. Nick Yates at third, Zach Urey's at short, Ryan Best at second with Cy Cox patrolling first. Austin Tallman is in left, Marcus Carl in center, and Griffin Bianco in right field as Ray pumps home a fastball called strike to the Wooden Shoes leadoff man, Jason Gechner. Jason Gechner, Lee Hardick, Cody Jansen, Eric Kramer, Drew Taylor, Clint Weber. As that misses inside, it's one ball, one strike. Ethan Dust hitting 7th, Mitch Himmon hitting 8th, and Colin Funneman batting 9th for the Shoes. That one rides high, had Gechner ducking out of the way. 2 balls and a strike to T-Town's leadoff man. He's a .324 hitter on the year, hitting from the right side, no batting gloves. Takes a called strike, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ray has had trouble early in game, says Kyle McBride. They said they're going to warm him up a little bit more for this start today. Fastball right back to Ray. He gloves it on to first, and the leadoff man is retired. It was hit sharply, but Devin, who plays shortstop on the days he's not pitching, fielded it easily and on to first for the out. That'll bring in Lee Hardick. He's a .327 batter. The Shoes shortstop. T-Town, the defending state champions. They've won 8 state trophies since 1998 as that pitch stays upstairs. And of course, 1998 was the last time Staunton won a regional before this year. In that span, 3 titles, a runner-up, and 4 third-place finishes for T-Town. Hit on the ground slowly, third baseline, just kicks foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. T-Town, of course, always thought of as a basketball school, and rightfully so. They've had a lot of success and a long run of consistency, but this baseball program is one of the best in the state, and it might not even be close. Justin Fleener took over in 2001. He's 486-110. He's tied 3 ball games, but he has all 3 of those championships and 3 of the third place finishes outside 2-1. So T-Town is accustomed to this spot right here. It's really not considered a deep postseason run for T-Town until they get out of the sectional. But the Bulldogs jumped them early with a leadoff home run. Ray, that ball is drilled. Left center field, that is trouble, and it will go. Home run, Lee Hardick, and this game is tied at 1 as the clubs exchange home runs in the first inning. About the same spot of the diamond where Marcus Carl's ball went over the fence. It was a 2-1 offering. Ray had to come into him, and Hardick made him pay. As T-Town takes off their helmets and give each other a tap with the helmet instead of the traditional high five. That'll bring in Cody Jansen, a .383 batter. This is a potent offensive club. That fastball back to the screen for ball one. Petopoulos jumped on Altoff Catholic early in that semifinal win, and they have athletes all over the diamond, and they have power bats and power arms. The 1-0, fouled at the plate, one ball, one strike. We'll see if Devin Ray can limit it to just one run here. So he deals with Cody Jansen, bases clear, one out. Breaking ball hit on the ground, fair past third base. Tallman over the line, he will cut it off. Jansen a wide turnaround first, he will stop there with a one-out base hit. Tallman was playing off the line over at third, and that ball basically went just inside the bag down the left field line. We'll get a courtesy runner now for the catcher, Jansen, as that will be Jared Blummer. He's a senior. As now Eric Kramer, the T-Town hurdler and cleanup batter, digs in. 392 batter, 26 RBIs. He has 12 doubles and 3 home runs. He will hit from the right side. Stands tall with that 6'6 frame in that right-handed box. Rays offering fastball upstairs for ball one. Even the ground ball right back to Ray was hit crisply by T-Town. Three batters, three well-struck baseballs. Ray from the stretch. That ball's fouled back to the screen. Just got a piece to Kramer. One ball, one strike. Drew Taylor waiting on deck for the shoes. Just a gorgeous day for baseball here in Florida. A few clouds in the sky, but the sun is out, and it is gorgeous. Ray comes to the set. At the chest, he'll check on the runner over at first. Quick tag by Cox, but Blummer just back in ahead of the tag. Boy, Cy got that tag down quickly. Middle infielders looking for the double play ball. The third baseman, Yates, even with the bag. Outfield straight away for Staunton as Ray set to bring the 1-1 home. That ball hit hard past Yates at third into left field for a base hit. Blummer will stop at second, and T-Town has a rally working. Here in the bottom half of the first inning, ball game tied at one. And it'll be Drew Taylor now, the first baseman for Tatopoulos, a 318 hitter on the year, 33 RBIs, 5 doubles, 3 triples, and 3 home runs. And we'll get a courtesy runner now for the pitcher, Kramer. That'll be Luke Ungrund. So Devin Ray in a little bit of a tough spot here in the bottom half of the first inning. It's 1-1. Carl hit a leadoff homer for the Dogs. Lee Hardick hit a one-out homer for Tatopoulos, and then Jansen and Kramer have followed with singles. Taylor hitting from the left side. Batting gloves on both hands, drilled into center field. Carl moving back, still moving back, over his shoulder, makes the catch. Both runners will tag up. Good base running there from T-Town. A productive out for Drew Taylor. He flies out to center. Jansen, actually Blummer, the courtesy runner, to third. And then the other courtesy runner, Ungrund, moved up to second. But a big second out for Devin Ray. And if he can retire Clint Weber, those runners will be stranded. Actually, the runner at first base, I thought he tagged up. He is still over at first. So runners at the corners for Tatopoulos. Weber takes a breaking ball inside corner, called strike one. The designated hitter, Weber, a 340 hitter. Another tall wooden shoe. He's 6'7". 185. Tall, lanky athletes for the wooden shoes. The one-strike pitch. Out in front of it, tapped at foul down the third baseline, and it's nothing and two. So Ray a strike away from stranding two runners. McBride flashes the signs. Ray has the one he wants. Come set, the 0-2. Just missed with the fastball outside. Good 0-2 pitch there. One ball, two strikes. Two on, two out. This ball game tied at one. Ray peers in for a sign from the stretch. The 1-2 headed home. The runner from first off with the pitch. Hit up the middle. The second baseman Best has it. He'll go to first for the out. And the side is retired. So T-Town will strand two, but they score one off Lee Hardick's home run. We've completed one inning in this 2A Flora sectional baseball final. Staunton and Tatopoulos tied at one. Top of the second inning as Eric Kramer starts Austin Tallman off with a called strike with the fastball, upper part of the zone. Tallman, Bianco, and Ray for Staunton here in the top half of the second inning, tied at one. Kramer's offering fastball right at the kneecaps, called strike two. After the leadoff home run, Kramer settled in, fan two, and then got a pop out to first. Tallman in the hole, nothing and two. Fastball outside, one and two. Another nice 0-2 pitch there, seeing if Tallman would extend out of the zone. He did not. Austin hit that go-ahead three-run homer in the sixth inning on Wednesday. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Oh, the breaking ball was filthy, and Tallman is down on strikes. The third strikeout for Kramer. 75 Ks on the year. His last start, he had 15 strikeouts, did Mr. Kramer. So Staunton will just have to find a way to put the ball in play some way, somehow, and obviously a lot easier said than done as Bianco late on that swing. Another good fastball from Kramer. Griffin, a 342 hitter. The Bulldog right fielder. Bats with the bases clear, one out, top half of the second inning. The 0-1 is right there for a called strike two. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. We'll have Nokomis and Valmeyer from the Greenville University Baseball Sectional Championship broadcast 3 o'clock this afternoon. Bianco lays off that high fastball. He flinched at it momentarily. One ball, two strikes. 1-1 our score. The clubs have exchanged home runs in the opening inning. As Kramer winds and fires, the 1-2, oh, took something off, had Bianco out in front, and Griffin down on strikes. Four strikeouts for Kramer, and that's five straight set down since the leadoff home run. Now to bring in Devin Ray. Devin hit 354 on the year, 27 RBIs, eight doubles. Stands in from the right side. Wears a batting glove on the bottom hand, and he takes a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up as well. The 1-0 pitch to Ray. Fastball called strike one. Boy, Kramer really pops the mitt with that heater. Uses all that 6-6 frame, gets coming downhill. That long stride, he releases the ball a lot closer to the plate. There's a late swing by Ray on the fastball, 1-2. As Kramer a strike away from fanning the side. Peers in for a sign, has his glove right under the bill of his cap. Winds and fires. Strike three called. He froze Ray with the fastball, and Kramer strikes out the side in impressive fashion. We've completed an inning and a half in the 2A Flora Baseball Sectional Final. T-Town and Staunton tied at one. Tim Eyes back here in Flora. Beautiful day for baseball. We are tied at one as we go bottom two. Ethan Dust, Mitch Himmon, and Colin Funneman, 7, 8, and 9 as Devin took something off that offering, had Dust out in front for strike one. Ray did a nice job to leave two runners stranded in that first inning, one of them at third base. Another nice breaking ball. Did he check? Yes, he did. One ball, one strike. Dust, the 290 hitter, the lower third of the order, 290, 184, 237 for the batting averages. So we'll see if Devin can settle in and have a nice inning. That ball is pulled foul down the left field line. One ball, two strikes. Three hits in that first inning for Tatopoulos, but they plated just the run off the home run from Hardick. The shortstop, Urie, playing in the hole, so a lot of hitting room right up the middle of the diamond. The 1-2, just outside, two balls, two strikes. Staunton looking for their first sectional title since 1994. That breaking ball over but low, 3-2. So Dust has put together a nice at-bat here. And Devin will have to come right after him. You don't want to walk the seventh-place hitter to lead off the second inning. The 3-2. Hit in the air, left field. Tallman missed, played it. It's over his head. It'll bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. Tallman's first step was towards left center field. He then had to reverse course back towards the foul line, and he could not catch it, got over his head. And it'll be a leadoff double for Ethan Dust. Staunton's defense has been so solid all year long, and that won't go down as an error, but that was a misplay by Tallman out and left. That'll bring in Mitch Himmon. He's a 184 hitter. He'll bat from the left side, and we'll see if the topless wants to try to get a bunt down and move that runner up to third. Himmon not squaring and taking ball one inside. Thornton fell down 4-0 to Hillsborough in the regional final, came back and won. Got down 3-0 after the first inning on Wednesday, and obviously came back to win. Much tougher opponent today, though. Good challenge with the fastball there, and him in late on the swing, one ball, one strike. You know, Staunton's not afraid to come back. They've got the potent offense to get it done. The problem is they are dealing with an elite hurler today in an elite program in Eric Kramer and Tatopoulos. One ball, one strike. Outside with the breaking ball, 2-1. Nice stop by McBride as he slid out into the left-handed box with the backhand to pick it clean. Ray kind of kicks some dirt around the landing area on the mound, climbs back on top. Peers in for a sign. Runner at second, nobody out. Now Heman is squaring. Two ball, one strike. Count pulls back, takes strike two. Ray will take that. A free strike for Devin. Two balls, two strikes. Justin Fleener flashing the signs for Tatopoulos down at third base. Been the head man since 2001. 14 victories away from 500 for his career. The 2-2. That ball hit on the ground to short. Yuri to his right. Going to be a tough play. Long throw, and he got it. Good play by Zach Yuri as Heman was hustling down the line the entire way, and he clipped him by a step. The runner does stays put at second. That was a nice play from Yuri deep in the hole. He's just a freshman. That'll bring in Colin Funneman. Funneman will bat with one out and a runner at second base. He hits it on the ground. Yuri, another chance. Backhand, looks the runner back. Low throw, got it. The runner from second moving up to third. Good base running there. Funneman retired 6-3, but Dust moves up to third. Yuri looked him back, but as soon as Yuri then wound up the throw, Dust took off for third base. That's good aggressive base running from Ethan Dust. He's now over at third base with two outs. And the top of the order for Tatopoulos and Jason Gechner. He's 0 for 1 today, takes a breaking ball in for a called strike one. He bounced right back to Ray to start the Tatopoulos first inning. Devin works from the wind. There's a called strike with a fastball, and it's quickly 0-2 on Gechner. Ray trying to strand his third runner of the morning. Winds and fires. Upstairs with the fastball, 1-2. Both pitchers early have made very good 0-2 pitches, just trying to entice those batters to swing out of the zone. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and he leaves that runner stranded at third. We've completed two innings in this sectional championship from Flora. Staunton and Tatopoulos tied at one. Tim Mize back here at Flora. We want to say hello to Terry Toad. He's tuned in this morning to this 2A baseball sectional final from Flora. Staunton and Tatopoulos tied at one as they will have Zach Urey, Colin McBride, and Marcus Carl in the Bulldogs half of the third inning. Of course, we saw this T-Town team in 2015. They beat Southwestern in the Vandalia sectional semifinal 3-1 and then went on to beat Althoff in the final that year. Of course, they beat Althoff in the sectional semifinal on Wednesday, and now they deal with another South Central Conference opponent here today. First pitch hit on the ground by Yuri, the shortstop Hardick. Up over low throw, picked nicely by Drew Taley, and Yuri is retired. Oh, that was very nice by Taley over at first base. The one pitch, one out, and that'll bring in Colin McBride, the Bulldog catcher. He's not your normal ninth place hitter, hitting .388 on the year. And he's got the ability to drive that baseball. He will bat with the bases clear and one out. Eric Kramer peers through that small opening between his glove and the bill of his cap. Has a sign. The 6'6 righty winds and fires, pumps in strike one. A leadoff home run for Carl, and then a one-out home run for Hardick. That's the scoring so far. That ball fisted foul past the first base bag. Nothing in two on Colin McBride. Kramer got in on the hands that time of Colin. As Cody Jansen picks up McBride's bat, hands it back to him. The opposing catchers, they always have a unspoken understanding with each other. They know what it's like to be behind the dish and deal with everything the catcher has to put up with during a ball game. The 0-2. Foul tipped into the mitt. McBride down on strikes. sixth strikeout of the ball game for Eric Kramer. That'll bring in the leadoff man, Marcus Carl. He started the ball game with a home run into left center field. He'll bat with the bases clear and two outs. Marcus is locked in at the right time of the year for Staunton. Stands in the back of the right-handed box. That ball hit hard right to the first baseman, and he gloves it and steps on the bag, and the side is retired. So a quick inning of work for Eric Kramer as we go to the bottom of the third inning in the 2A Flora Baseball Sectional Championship. Staunton and Totopoulos tied at one. Devin Ray back to work here in the bottom of the third. He'll deal with 2, 3, and 4, Hardick, Jansen, and Kramer. Hardick 1-for-1 today. He hit that home run to tie the ball game up, and he takes a fastball for a called strike one. Totopoulos has left three runners aboard, two of them at third base. There's a breaking ball, stayed high, 1-1. The winner of this game will go on to Sauget at GCS Ballpark and face either Benton or Nashville in that super sectional. The 1-1 offering misses outside, 2-1. That game's at 5 o'clock on Memorial Day. If Staunton's there, we'll be there. Ray winds, fires, oh, nice breaking ball. Had Hardick out in front, 2 balls, 2 strikes. If Staunton plays on Monday, we'll have that game live on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, and of course streaming on our websites as well. Chopped foul at the plate, we'll do the 2-2 offering again. It's been a magical ride for Staunton this year, 24-4. As we've mentioned before, their first sectional appearance since 1998. That ball hit hard. That is down into left center field. Carl over to cut it off, and he will hold Hardick to a leadoff single. 2-for-2 is Lee Hardick. Another hard-hit baseball for the Wooden Shoes. And Cody Jansen now will dig in. Cody singled back in the first inning. Just big, powerful bats in this Totopoulos lineup. They've won a sectional championship in 8 straight years, 9 of the last 10 years. So they expect to be in this game. They anticipate playing baseball on Memorial Day weekend every single season. And there's a fastball in for a called strike. Eight state trophies since 1998. 3 titles, all under Justin Fleener. Check on the runner back at first. He is back in safely with a slide. A 1-strike count on Cody Jansen. He bats with the runner over at first and nobody out. Another check on Hardick. Back in safely with a dive. So Ray concerned about Hardick over at first base. His attention is split. And he's got a dangerous batter in the box in Cody Jansen. 10 doubles, 6 homers, 3 triples on the year. Reaching for it, lifts it into center. Carl has a break on it. To his right, makes the catch for the first out of the third inning. Runner Hardick back to first base. Nice offering that time from Devin Ray. Had Jansen out on his front foot. That'll bring in Eric Kramer. He is 1-for-1 today. Singled back in the first inning. And he has set down 9 straight Bulldogs since he allowed that leadoff home run. And he has done it in dominating fashion with 6 strikeouts. That's with 1 on, 1 out here in the bottom half of the third, a 1-1 game. Hardick started, stopped, goes back, and Kramer takes strike one. McBride flashes the signs as Ray has the one he wants. Checks the runner over at first. Comes set, brings home the 1-strike offering. Right there, called strike with the fastball, quickly 0-2 on Kramer. This has been a fast-moving game so far. Ray's 0-2 pitch. Nope. Instead of checking the runner. Oh, they have him. Oh, he's picked off. Hardick slipped, diving back to the bag, and he has picked off for a big second out here in the bottom of the third inning. Third time they checked on him over there, and he just got his feet slipping in a slide in there and could not get back in time. Picked off. That'll go 1-3. No balls, 2 strikes. Outside, 1 ball, 2 strikes to Eric Kramer. Talk about the double play being the pitcher's best friend. That's a close second right there. Hit on the ground past Yates at third, and the pickoff's even bigger now. A clean base hit into left field. Might have taken a little bit of a higher hop than Yates anticipated. Just nicked off the tip of his glove into left field for a base hit. Kramer now 2-for-2 on the day. That'll bring in Drew Taley. He's 0-for-1, flied out to center field back in the first. He will hit from the left side with one on and two outs. A 1-1 ball game in this sectional championship from Flora. Sun-drenched field as we play in the bottom of the third. Over but low for ball one. Cox holding the runner over at first. Swing and a miss. He got Taylor to go out of the zone that time. One ball, one strike. Got the courtesy runner for the pitcher, Kramer. So he's in the dugout getting set to go back to work at the top of the fourth. Can Ray get us there with it still a tie ball game? Time called at the plate. McBride wanted the time there. So Ray will reset. Tugs in the bill of the red and gray Staunton cap. Peers in for a sign. Checks the runner at first. Comes set at the letters. The 1-1. Inside corner. Nice pitch. 1-2. Boy, Devin did a really nice job in that first inning to limit the damage. He stranded two runners. Left another runner stranded in the second. Now picks a man off in the third. He's a strike away from getting the Bulldogs into the dugout. One ball, two strikes. Headed home. Breaking ball outside, 2-2. Clint Weber waiting on deck, the Wooden Shoes designated hitter. Ray would like to leave him standing right there. Wind blowing out lightly towards left center field. Just enough of a breeze to make it a very pleasant day here in Flora. The 2-2. That ball ripped foul. Taylor was way out in front. Has spectators diving out of the way down the right field line. That was a line shot about head level. And someone got a late read on it and might have caught him off the top of the fence. Gotta pay attention at all times at the ballpark. Never think about bringing your glove to a high school game. Another check over at first. Back in with the dive safely. Two balls, two strikes, one on, two out in a 1-1 ball game. We play in the bottom of the third inning. Sectional championship. Rays ready with the 2-2. That ball hit hard down the right field line. That's going to get past Bianco and roll to the wall. Around second, giving the wave to third. The throw is not going to be in time, and T-Town is out in front, 2-1. As scoring all the way from first base is the courtesy runner Luke Ungrid on the RBI double from Drew Taley. Well, the previous pitch, he ripped it foul and almost took out a spectator. That time he hit it just as hard but kept it fair. Antetopoulos has taken a 2-1 lead. And Clint Weber will indeed bat here in the bottom half of the third inning. And these are the spots when you're facing a team like Antetopoulos, you have to limit the damage. Keep it at a one-run ball game. Swing and a miss. Oh, had Weber out in front. Ray took something off nicely. Tatopoulos hits a lot of baseballs hard. All their contact has been solid. Ray has a sign, checks the runner at second. The 0-1 to Weber. Fastball called, strike two. And how big is that pickoff now? Instead of that, double scoring two, it plates just one. Quickly 0-2 on Clint Weber. In the dirt, blocked nicely by McBride. The runner will stay put at second base. Taylor now 1-for-2 on the day with that RBI double. As Weber, he bounced out to second base. That ended the T-Town first. Ray wants a new baseball, didn't like that one. There's a wheat field right behind the ballpark here at Flora, so a lot of foul balls can find their way into that wheat field and maybe never find their way out. One ball, two strikes. Ray dealing with the designated hitter, Clint Weber. One run home for T-Town. Foul tipped at the plate. Weber went after a high fastball there. It was around his shoulders, and he just got a piece to stay alive. A 2-1 to Topolis lead, bottom of the third inning. Ray trying to limit the damage. The 1-2, upstairs, 2-2. Boy, this Topolis offense, they will make you work. On the other side, though, the Staunton offense has done the same thing all year. They are dealing, though, with a handful in the form of Eric Kramer here this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. There's a breaking ball just upstairs. It's 3-2. Good take that time from Weber. Good set of corny is there. Three balls, two strikes, one on, two out. Runner out at second for Totopoulos. Big pitch of the ball game here and now. Ray's offering. Low. Weber checked his swing and a two-out walk. That'll bring in Ethan Dust. He doubled back in the second inning. He was eventually stranded at third base. Kyle McBrain wants to have a conversation with Devin Ray, so Kyle's going to take a slow walk out towards the mound. He wanted to know where that pitch was. Just ask our home plate umpire, Ryan Wyckoff, where it was at. It was a little bit low. So the infield in on the mound for this discussion. This is a big moment in the ball game. We talked about it at the outset. Staunton has fallen behind multiple runs in the regional final and the sectional semifinal, only to storm back with their powerful offense. But against this perennial power in Totopoulos, the Dogs would seemingly be unable to afford to fall behind multiple runs, and this becomes a very big spot. It's a 2-1 Totopoulos lead. They have runners at first and second, two outs, and their seventh-place hitter, Ethan Dust, at the plate. He's a 290 hitter on the year, but one for one today with a double. Big spot now. The meeting on the mound is over. Ray peers in for his sign. Has the one he wants, checks the runner at second, brings it home to Dust, breaking ball in for a called strike one. He got ahead of Weber quickly with two strikes, but then lost him. Maybe was trying to be too fine with two strikes. The 0-1, breaking ball, popped up on the infield. Ray calls for it. He will move off the mound. Couple of steps to his left and gloves it, and the inning is over. T-Town, though, has taken their first lead of the afternoon on the RBI double from Drew Taylor. We've completed three innings here in the sectional baseball championship in Flora. Totopoulos 2, Staunton 1. Tim Eyes back here at Flora. We go to the top of the fourth inning in this 2A baseball sectional final. And for the first time today, Eric Kramer will pitch with the lead. He has set down nine straight Bulldogs after that leadoff home run, and he has fanned six of them. Best goes after a breaking ball in the dirt, and he's down nothing in one. Ryan was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. See Bats leading off the Staunton half of the fourth. 2-1, T-Town leading. Well, that's a breaking ball dropped in beautifully for a called strike two. With a combination of the power fastball and that breaking ball, that's how you have 72 strikeouts coming into the game in just 41 innings pitched. The 0-2, upstairs with the fastball. Best lays off, one ball, two strikes. Best, Cox, Yates, if anybody can reach Tallman here in the top of the fourth inning. Outfield straight away. Third baseman Dust, even with the bag, comes in a couple steps with the pitch outside, 2-2. Ryan, a 337 hitter entering play today. Two balls, two strikes, inside, 3-2. So he's run the count full after quickly jumping out 0-2. He's walked just nine on the year, so you certainly can't go up looking for a walk if you're Staunton. Kramer's going to be around the plate with filthy stuff. The 3-2. That is a little, check swing. Goes back to the screen. We'll do the 3-2 again. Just ticked his bat ever so slightly. I think it probably would have been ball four. Kramer climbs on top of the hill. Peers in for a sign. The 3-2. Headed home. That ball hit hard, but right at the center fielder, and Funneman gloves it for the first out. Those line drives right at the center fielder could be tricky. Collin had a beat on it, then hesitated for a moment, then went back to his left one step and gloved it for the first out. Solid contact there from Beth, but he is retired, and he's 0 for 2 today. In steps Silas Cox. He's 0 out of 1, struck out in the first inning. Monster freshman year for Silas, 374 hitter with 30 RBI and 8 doubles. And it's in the dirt, ball one. Of course, he started for the Bulldogs football team, also was a key cog and starter for the basketball squad. So a three-sport starter his freshman year. as Kramer's offering in the dirt. Ball two. Kramer went to a three-ball count on Best before retiring Ryan, and now Kramer has been over. He's grabbing at his right elbow. That is not good at all. Oh, no. You never want to see anything like that as he bent over at the knee after that last offering, and he is grabbing the backside of his elbow. And if you've ever seen baseball, that is never a good sign. Everybody is out on the mound right now concerned about Eric Kramer. Not what you want to see, and perhaps that's why he went from 0-2 to 3-2 and then fell behind 2-0 to Silas Cox. So Justin Fleener out on the mound, and he's got a decision to make now. It's a sectional final. You've got your ace on the mound. He is a senior, but you also have to think about the future and the well-being of the young man. This is going to be a tough, tough decision for Coach Fleener and Tatopoulos. They are still conversing on the mound, and I think we're going to have a switch here because a couple of T-Town players are running off the field, and Eric Kramer is going to have to leave this ball game with some sort of right arm injury. He is going to walk off. He is going to get a big applause from this big crowd here today. You hate to see that. A great young ball player like Eric Kramer going to be forced to leave the ball game here today with a right arm injury. Top of the fourth inning, there is one out, a 2-0 count on Silas Cox. Antetopoulos will have a new pitcher on the mound when we come back to Flora following these messages on WSMI. So the new pitcher for Antetopoulos will be Lee Hardick. He will move from shortstop to the mound. Cody Jansen will move from behind the plate to shortstop. Drew Taylor will move from first base to catcher. And Eric Kramer will stay in the ballgame and play first base. So that is a good sign that Kramer's able to at least stay in the game, but he was grabbing that right elbow and is forced to leave the pitching mound here today. Hardick will start with a 2-0 count on Cox, and he pumps in strike one. Hardick on the year, an ERA of 2.29. He's 4-2. He's pitched 33 and two-thirds innings, 36 strikeouts and 8 walks. As the righty brings home the 2-1, breaking ball in the dirt, 3-1. Kramer was dominating after he surrendered that leadoff home run. He had retired 9 straight coming into the inning. That's ball 4. Back to the screen it goes, and Cox hustling down to first. He will stop right there. But Kramer did not walk a man in his work. He fanned 6. Now to bring in Austin Tallman. Check that. They'll bring in Nick Yates with Tallman on deck. Yates 0-1 today. A one-run lead for T-Town. Top of the fourth inning of this Flora baseball sectional final. Lee Hardick. Fastball outside. Ball one. Tough spot for Lee Hardick here. The way Kramer was rolling, he was not anticipating having to come in and pitch this early in the ballgame, if at all, today. But he's thrust into the action now. Over but low, 2-0, gets away from Taylor, and Cox will take second base with a head first dive. No throw. So the tying run in scoring position now with one out. And if you're Tatopoulos, as Kramer wants to come in now and talk to Hardick, got some good senior leadership from Eric Kramer. The momentum and psyche of this game has changed a little bit, and Tatopoulos has to right themselves here in the top of the fourth inning. They were not planning on that turn of events. And the way Kramer was throwing for Staunton, they probably don't care who's coming in. It could be Bob Gibson himself, but Kramer was filthy, and they're happy to see anybody else on the mound. That's over for a called strike. 2-1 to the Bulldog cleanup man, Nick Yates. Cox, the tying run out at second base. Hardick comes set. Outside, 3-1. A one-out walk to Cox. He moved up to second on the pass ball, and now it's 3-1 on the cleanup man, Yates. He can sit on something over the plate now. Chopped off the plate right back to Hardick. Looks to runner back out at first. Cox on his way to third, and he'll be there with two outs. So Yates is retired, 1-3 on the putout. Two outs in the inning. And Austin Tallman will bat. The base hit means a run in a tie ball game. Tallman struck out against Kramer to lead off the second inning. He's got pop in that bat. He waves it over the dish from the right side. Hardick peers in for his sign. Lead a 6-2 righty. Now Tallman asks for and is granted time. Cox over at third. He represents the tying run. Two out of the inning. The scoreboard says one out, but Best fly to center to start the inning. And then Yates was just retired on the put back to the pitcher. There's a fastball called strike one. Now the scoreboard is correct. Reads two outs. Nothing and one on Austin Tallman. See if Staunton can capitalize. This could be another one of those momentum spots in the ball game. Breaking ball. Oh, filthy. Had Tallman way out in front. Quickly, nothing and two. That was a slow breaking ball from Hardick. Tallman will step out of the box. He'll reset himself. Digs back in. Taps the plate. Waves it over. Hardick has his sign. Breaking ball. Lifted into shallow center field. Funneman to his left. Gloves it. And the side is retired. So Staunton will strand one man as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning in the Flora Baseball sectional final. The top list two, Staunton one. Staunton has just stranded their first runner of the ball game as Cox was left at third base as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The top list leading Staunton 2-1. Bulldogs got a leadoff home run for Marcus Carl to start it today. Lee Hardick, then the second T-Town batter of the ballgame, he rocketed one out to left field to tie it at one, and then an RBI double by Drew Taylor back in the third inning put T-Town out in front. First pitch is fair right over the third base bag down the left field line. And staying at first base is Mitch Hibman, a leadoff single to start the wooden shoe, half of the fourth. Right over the bag at third. Now to bring in Colin Funneman. Hammond just a 184 hitter on the year, but a leadoff single here in the fourth. Funneman's 0 for 1. He bounced out to short his first plate appearance. He is squaring, bunting, and foul tipping it into the mitt of Colin McBride. The third baseman, Yates, he is well in on the grass. The first baseman, Cox, is holding the runner. Funneman back into the right-handed box. Will he square again? Yes, squares early. Now a check on the runner at first. He's back in easily. That throwover might have just been to see if Funneman would give anything away, and he did square early. Hibman takes his lead over at first. Funneman again squares. And pulls back and takes ball one. That pitch was low and into the left-handed box. Devin Ray's not going to just make it easy for Funneman to get that bunt down. Ray comes set. Funneman again squares. And that is a called strike. He pulled it back and then made a late attempt at it. One ball, two strikes. See if T-Town keeps the bunt on with two strikes in the batter. Ninth place hitter Funneman. Jason Gechner, the leadoff man for the shoes, waits on deck. One ball, two strikes. Called strike three, froze him with the fastball, and Funneman is retired. Unable to get the bunt down, he is caught looking. First out of the inning. That'll bring in Gechner. He's 0 for 2 today. Bounced back to Ray in the first, struck out in the second. Bats with a man aboard and one out in the fourth. McBride flashes the signs. Devin has the one he wants. That breaking ball outside, 1-0. The center fielder, Carl, straight away out there. The left fielder, Tallman, is playing deep. Third baseman, Yates, right at the lip of the grass. Runner is off from first. Hit and run, fouled right off the screen in front of the Staunton dugout. One ball, one strike. Everybody up on the railings down both dugouts. Staunton down the first baseline. T-Town down the third base side. Both in the same dugouts they were in on Wednesday. Ray has his sign. Checks the runner. Runner stays put. The 1-1 popped up. Will it stay in play? Cox going to give it a look. He has a play right in front of the Staunton dugout. Gloves it for a big second out. So Gechner fouls out to the first baseman Cox. And after the leadoff single, there's now two away. Hinman still at first, and Lee Hardick will step in. He's been a handful for Devin Ray today. He's two out of two, a home run in the first, and then a single back in the third. He then got picked off, and that was a big pickoff because it would eventually get an RBI double. That could have plated two, but instead, it was just a single tally. There's a breaking ball, stays inside for ball one. Ray peers in for a sign. Hinman takes his lead over at first. Devin is set. A check on the runner. He's back in safely. Ray has a nice move. Quick feet for the right-handed sophomore. Ray comes set. The 1-0 to Hardick. Right there, called strike. So Hardick has been thrust into pitching duty here today in the sectional final after Eric Kramer had to leave with an arm injury. That set off a chain reaction of player position switches, as that's over but low, 2-1. Nobody actually came out of the ball game, but we had a different pitcher, a different catcher, different shortstop, and different first baseman for the Wooden Shoes. Two balls and a strike. Runner not moving, the 2-1. Ooh, just missed. A nice breaking ball. Must have stayed inside, 3-1. Ray puts his jersey in his mouth, Kobe Bryant style, and just bites down. He wanted that pitch. The 3-1 offering, hit on the ground to third. Yates has it. He'll go across for the out, and the side is retired. So T-Town will leave one man on base. We've completed four in this baseball sectional championship from Flora. The topless leads Staunton 2-1. Top of the fifth inning in this sectional final, T-Town leading Staunton 2-1. A leadoff home run for Marcus Carl to start the ball game, and that is Staunton's only hit in the ball game. Kramer set down nine straight after that leadoff home run. He had to leave with an elbow injury in the last half inning when the Bulldogs got a one-out walk from Cy Cox. He was stranded at third base, so just two base runners so far through four innings for the Dogs. Bianco Ray and Yuri as Griffin takes over but low for ball one. Griffin a strikeout victim in his first plate trip in the second inning. He rode one out of here on Wednesday. There's a fastball called strike one. Wind blowing lightly out towards left center field. That's been a popular place in this sectional tournament through the semifinal and four innings of this championship. Upstairs, 2-1. Talked about the depth of the Staunton lineup. Every batter with at least a 300 average, so they know how to string together quality at-bats. That ball lifted in the air, left center field. Funneman on his horse. It'll be the left fielder with a dive. Him and oh, he got it. Full extension in the left center field alley. What a play from Mitch Hinman. Put a star next to that puppy. Looked like it was ticketed for the Bermuda Triangle, and Hinman, the headlong dive, gloves it for the first out. You won't see any play better than that from the left fielder. Bianco is retired. Now to bring in Devin Ray. He was caught looking to end the second inning. He's 0 for 1. As Hardick's first offering, fastball called strike. Big crowd on hand here today. Staunton has brought a nice contingent of people. T-Town has brought about half the town. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, missed somewhere, 1-1. Devin a 354 hitter. Trying to get something started here with the bases clear and one out. Hardick's breaking ball is fouled at the plate, 1-2. Devin was out in front of that, just got a piece. Few clouds in the sky here today at Flora. Not quite as sunny as it was about a half inning ago. Nice light breeze as Ray asks for time with the plate and has granted it. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball, missed somewhere, 2-2. Man, that looked good. Ray fortunate to still be in the box. Two balls, two strikes. Hardick's offering. That breaking ball fouled out of play. And that ball had a little more loop in it than some of the previous breaking balls from Hardik, and Ray was able to fight it off and foul it away. Devin has driven in 27 on the year. Zach Urey waiting on deck for the Bulldogs. Two balls, two strikes. One out, top of the fifth inning. A 2-1 to Topolis lead. Clubs exchange solo home runs in the first inning. And an RBI double off the bat of Drew Taley put T-Town in front. As Ray gets a base hit over the leaping shortstop, Cody Jansen. And Devin aboard with a one-out single here in the fifth. Boy. Jansen almost got that ball. He really elevated. Now to bring in Zach Urey. 0-for-1 today is the Staunton shortstop. Hit 341 on the year. Staunton left a man stranded at third in the fourth, and now they have a man at first with one out here in the fifth. Against a team like T-Town, it can get late in a hurry. Already in the top of the fifth inning. This has been a fast-moving ball game. As that ball is popped up right side. Craig, the right fielder. Nope, it'll be the second baseman. Gechner with the call-off, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So you're retired on one pitch, and Colin McBride will bat here with two outs in the fifth inning. Winner of this game onto the Sauget Super Sectional on Memorial Day Monday. It'll be a 5 o'clock first pitch at GCS Ballpark. They'll get the winner of the Harrisburg Sectional between Nashville and Benton. Of course, GCS Ballpark is a beautiful venue. A lot of our area teams throughout the years have played regular season games down at that ballpark. Going to get a courtesy runner for Devin Ray over at first, so the hurler will get into the mound, or into the dugout, I should say, so he can get back on the mound. And Kyle Favre, the freshman, Kyle Favre will take over for the running at first base. So Favre the runner at first. And McBride will try to extend the inning here. Hardik from the stretch. Pass ball low, ball one. The throw from Taylor got away from Hardik, so he had to chase after it. The shortstop, Jansen, went to retrieve it. You don't see that very often in a high-level high school game. McBride stands in from the right side. He is ready. Colin 0-for-1 today. He lifts that into center field. Right center field. Will they get down? A dive for the right fielder? No. The ball is down. Favre around second. He is to third. He will stop there. First and third and two out. A base hit for Colin McBride as Favre winds up at third base. Boy, Craig, the right fielder, dove for that ball, bounced right in front of him. Good job by the center fielder Fundament to be backing up the play. Otherwise, Favre might have scored. Marcus Carr will step in now. He has hit the ball hard twice. Homer to lead off the game and then lined out to the first baseman to end the third. He will bat now with a runner in scoring position and two men on, two outs. A big chance for Staunton and probably their hottest batter right now through the postseason. This is who Staunton wants at the plate. Hit a grand slam on Wednesday. Leadoff home run today. Hardik's first offering is just outside, ball one. Marcus Carl, the senior center fielder for Staunton. 1-for-2 today with two hard hit baseballs. Ahead in the count, 1-0. Hardik peers in for his sign, has the one he wants. Low, 2-0. Nice pick back there by Taley to keep the runners where they are. First and third, two out. A one-out single from Ray. The courtesy runner Favre took over for him. He moved up to third on McBride's single. Carl in the right-handed box. Ahead, 2-0. Rips it. Foul past the third base bag. Had Kyle McBrain dancing out of the way. 2-1. Kyle flashes the signs down at third. Two on, two out. Carl still ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike. Hardik has his sign. Comes to the high set. Breaking ball. Hit hard, but right at the shortstop. Jansen, he'll go to second for the out. and the side is retired. The Bulldogs will strand two in the fifth. We've completed four and a half in this baseball sectional final from Flora. The topless leads Staunton 2-1. Tim Mize back here in Flora. Levi Ubel back in our WSMI studios producing the sectional championship game here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. Who has raised fastball as Jansen twisting out of the way for ball one. Jansen, Kramer, Taylor, 3, 4, and 5 for T-Town. This feels like a very important inning for Ray and the Bulldogs. Tap foul at the plate, 1-1. Lee Hardick pitched out of a two-out jam there as Carl hit the ball sharply, but right at the shortstop. The 1-1. That ball is ripped. Left field, goodbye. Home run off the light pole. 3-1, T-Town. The 1-1 offering rid out of here by Cody Jansen. He's now 2-for-3 on the day, and it's a two-run lead for the Tautopolis Wooden Shoes. Ray backed him up with the first pitch fastball, and then Jansen turned on the next fastball he saw. Second solo home run of the day for the Shoes. And that's a big extra run for Tautopolis, especially after Staunton has left a man at third base the last two innings. Ray's first offering to Kramer misses for ball one. Eric Kramer 2-for-2, pair of singles and a run scored. He had to leave the mound today after he was grabbing at his right elbow. Breaking ball stays inside and high, 2-0. Now McBride going to go out and talk to his sophomore hurler. Colin takes the baseball out to him, has a few words of encouragement, as Devin will go back on top of the mound. Kick some dust around in front of the rubber. Just a beautiful day for baseball here in Flora. At 2-0, boy, ripped right over the head of Devin Ray into center field for a base hit. That almost took Devin's ball cap off. But Kramer was ready for a 2-0 fastball, and he drilled it. We'll see how long Kyle McBrain stays with Devin Ray here in the fifth inning. He's been their ace all season long. But T-Town has hit a lot of balls hard here today. And he got 10 hits on the afternoon, or the morning, I should say. Fouled straight back. Good cut by Drew Taylor. Taylor had an RBI double his last trip. He's 1 out of 2. Bats with 1 on, nobody out, and already a run home. 3-1 to Tautopolis. Ray's one strike pitch. In there for a called strike two, and he's quickly ahead. No balls, two strikes on Taylor. Now can he finish him off? Jansen's home run went off the light pole, about 10 feet above the fence. The 0-2 upstairs, 1-2. Stay tuned. Later this afternoon, we'll have the Nokomis Valmeyer broadcast from Greenville University in that sectional baseball final. Broadcast for you this afternoon, 3 o'clock here on FM 106, streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Oh, threw it behind Taylor. I don't know how that didn't hit him. And then I don't know how McBride actually caught it. Impressive on both fronts. We'll have our WSMI news block for you following this sectional action from Flora. AMC program, Noon Farm Show all coming up. That ball lifted into left field. Tallman back, still going back, and makes the catch right in front of the fence for the first out of the inning. And the runner Kramer back to first. Tallman just about ran out of room there. And he's going to stay back there. He's not going to come in very much. He's basically playing at the fence. Clint Weber, 0-for-1 today, grounded to second and walked. Weber, another one of these tall right-handers. He's 6'7", and fouls the first ball out of play. Was reaching for that a little bit. Nothing and one on the designated hitter for Tautopolis. T-Town looking for their ninth straight sectional championship. It's just been a staggering run of success for this baseball program. Always thought of as a basketball school, and they are. But, boy, are they good at baseball. Runner off with the pitch. McBride's throw is late, and Kramer steals the bag. We always talk about the spring sports necessarily don't get the same attention and due that the fall and winter sports do, and perhaps T-Town's the perfect example. Everyone around the state knows them as a basketball school. It's kind of what you think of first and foremost. 8 state trophies for Teutopolis in baseball since 1998, 3 championships all since 2001. That is through the hole at shortstop, clean base hit. Kramer's going to get the wave at third. Tallman bobbled it in left, and Kramer will score without a play. That'll have to go down as an error on Tallman, the first error of the ball game. Kramer comes around to score. I am not going to give an RBI on that play because I don't think without the error that Kramer would have got the send. It's a fourth run nonetheless, 2 in the inning. And Kyle McBrain back to the mound to talk to Devin Ray. And I don't know if this will be a pitching change or a conversation. Let's see. Still no signal as of yet, but 2 runs home in the inning. A long home run off the bat of Jansen. A single from Kramer. He stole second and then scores on the single by Weber. It's still Ray's ball game. He'll stay in there, and he will deal now with Ethan Dust. Dust is 1-for-2 today, doubled back in the second, and popped out to Ray. That ended the third inning. 4-1 T-Town, another runner in scoring position as Ray pumps in a fastball for a called strike one. The wooden shoes just keep coming at you. All sorts of solid contact today. The 0-1 stays upstairs, 1-1. And we have a courtesy runner out at second base heading out that direction. That will be, and I couldn't see the number of the courtesy runner, but Weber will be lifted. That is a big, big fifth run seated out at second base for Teutopolis right now. Staunton's only run came on a leadoff home run by Marcus Carl. They have just a pair of hits since that time to go with a walk. Breaking ball stays outside. 2 balls and a strike. 2 runs home in the inning for Teutopolis. They lead 4-1 as we play sectional championship baseball in the bottom of the fifth inning here in Flora. The 2-1. Fastball called strike. Outside corner. 2-2. The outfield is deep, and rightfully so, as Teutopolis has been crushing baseballs. The 2-2. Over but low. 3-2. Ray has struck out 2 and walked just 1. He's allowed 2 home runs and 4 runs total. Runner out at second base for the wooden shoes. Ray comes set. The 3-2 offering to Ethan Dust. Hit slowly on the ground. Yates, the third baseman, cuts it off. He will throw to first. Low, picked by Cox. What a play by Cy Cox on the short hop. Nicely done over there. And Dust is retired 5-3. The T-Town runner moves up to third base. He's there with 2 outs. And Mitch Himmon will bat. He's 1-for-2 of the day. Singled his last plate trip. Nice play over there by Silas Cox. He is such an impressive freshman. That is in the dirt and low, ball 1. Those are the toughest picks for a first baseman, too. That thing hit right near the lip of the grass. You never know what type of bounce you're going to get for sure. Silas made it look easy. The 1-0. Check swing did not hold up, 1-1. Nice pitch that time from Ray. Took something off. 2 runs home in the inning for Teutopolis. They lead 4-1, bottom of the fifth. That's a fastball called strike, outside corner, 1-2. 3 hits in the inning, 2 runs home. Ray shakes off McBride, now has the one he wants. Winds and fires, fouled out of play, we'll do it again. That ball looked like it was ticketed for the wheat field behind us. Both of these teams were top seeds in their subsectional. The 1-2 just missed, 2-2. didn't look that much different than the 1-1 pitch that was called the strike. Staunton's 24-4. Tatopoulos is 27-6. Nothing Cinderella, but either one of these squads. Oh, nice breaking ball. He had him an out in front, a swing and a miss, and the side is retired. Tatopoulos, though, gets two runs on three base hits. They leave a man at third. We've completed five in the Flora baseball sectional final. Tatopoulos leads Staunton 4-1. Staunton finds themselves trailing 4-1 as we go to the top of the sixth inning. They were trailing 7-4 when we went to the sixth inning on Wednesday. Nine runs later, they had punched their ticket into today's sectional championship game. They were down 4-0 against Hillsborough in the regional final. Different animal today, though, with Tatopoulos as Ryan Best takes ball one. Best, Cox, Yates, 2, 3, and 4. Critical inning for Staunton. That ball fouled to the plate. One ball, one strike. T-Town has 4 runs on 11 hits, 7 left on base. They've had runners on base every inning here today. Staunton has been held to just 3 base hits. They've left 3 aboard. All those coming in the last 2 innings. That breaking ball stays upstairs, 2-1. Lee Hardick came in relief of Eric Kramer in the 4th inning after Kramer started clutching at his right elbow. That ball is reached for by Best. It's going to be fouled on the right field line, and it will drop harmlessly as Craig gave it a look but couldn't get there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, this could be the action inning for Staunton. We've talked about their lineup depth, but here in the 6th, they're going to have the heart of the order at the plate. Can they do it one more time? They've been coming back all postseason long. A walk-off homer in the 8th inning of their semifinal win in the regional, as that's a called strike 3. Nasty breaking ball for Hardick, and Best is down on strikes. He's 0-for-3 today. One out in the 6th inning, and Silas Cox will step in. He's 0-for-1 today, walked in his last plate appearance and got stranded at third. A 3-run lead for Tatopoulos. Cox takes that offering outside, ball one. Hardick peers in for a sign, winds and fires the 1-0. In the dirt, 2-0. This is where the comeback Staunton has had gives them confidence in this spot. Fouled to the plate by Cox, 2-1. The players on the team won't think about T-Town as much as perhaps the fans in the stands will. Staunton just knows, hey, we can hit. We're good at this game of baseball. Let's get it done like we have the previous 2 games. See if they can execute and make it happen. 2 balls, 1 strike to Cox. Oh, he went out of the zone there, 2-2. That's one thing Staunton has been able to do in these 2 previous comebacks is stay in the strike zone and not help the pitcher out, chasing out of the zone. That time, Silas a little over-anxious. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hardick. The wooden shoes righty, winds and fires. That ball hit hard, but right at the second baseman. Gechner has it on to first for the out. 2 up, 2 down. And all of a sudden, Staunton only has 4 outs left to work with. Been a good ball game here today. Crisply played with a good pace. Nick Yates will step in. He's 0 out of 2, the senior third baseman for the Bulldogs. Drew Taylor flashes the signs. Hardick has the one he wants. Breaking ball popped up. The third baseman, Dust, going to give it a look over by the fence, and it's out of play. Strike one. Nice crowd on hand here in Florida to take in this sectional final. Obviously a shorter trip for Tatopoulos, as Staunton made a 2-hour trek early this morning to get over here for the 10 o'clock start. We'll have more sectional baseball at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The broadcast of Nokomis and Valmeyer. Can Coach Pisco and Nokomis get over the hump and punch their ticket into the 1A Super? The 0-1 stays outside, ball one. A 4-1 Tatopoulos lead as we play sectional championship baseball in the top of the 6th inning. Staunton's 1 run was a leadoff home run. That pitch in the dirt, 2 balls and a strike. Staunton just needs base runners. Doesn't matter how they get them. They need two of them to get the tying runs at the plate. The cleanup man, Yates, ahead in the count, two balls and a strike. Lee Hardick brings home the offering. Called strike right at the knees, two and two. Nice fastball from Hardick. Into the right-handed box. Yates stands at the very back. Fouls that straight back. Two and two. Good job to stay alive. On deck is Austin Tallman. He's 0 for 2. Hit that big three-run homer on Wednesday. That started that nine-run, sixth-inning rally. That came with two outs and nobody on. That's where they're at right now. Two outs, bases clear. Hardick winds and fires. Reaching for it is Yates, and that's going to find its way into right field for a base hit. So Yates aboard, a little two-out single, and can that be the start of something for Staunton? In steps Austin Tallman. He just served that pitch where it was thrown. It was on the outside half, and he just put it right in between first and second, little humpback liner. Just the fourth hit of the day for Staunton. Austin Tallman. Stands in. Takes a fastball for a called strike one. Tallman struck out in the second, flied to center back in the fourth. Bats with two outs here in the sixth. Staunton still needs one more base runner to get the tying run to the plate. Hardick from the stretch, breaking ball. That is fisted out to the shortstop. Jansen will go to second, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The topless leads Staunton, 4-1. New pitcher for the Bulldogs will be Colin McBride. He will move from behind the plate to the mound. Blaine Blumker in the ballgame now. He will do the catching as Devin Reyes moves to shortstop, and Zach Urey is out of the ballgame. And McBride starts off with a called strike one. To Colin Funneman. Staunton needs a zero here, and then a seventh inning rally. The 0-1 just outside, 1-1. Funneman's 0 for 2 today, has bounced out to short and was caught looking in the fourth. That was after he failed to get down a sacrifice bunt on two tries. The 1-1 just missed, 2-1. Four to one, Totopoulos leading. They've had base runners every inning. That ball is hit hard into right field, but right at Bianco, a couple of steps to his left, gloves it for the first out. Hit it where they ain't. That's the name of this game. We've seen some good defense today. The Wooden Shoes left fielder, Mitch Himmon, made a diving catch in the left center field alley earlier in the ball game. That was an awesome play. Top of the order, and Jason Gechner, he's 0 out of 3, takes ball one. Gechner has bounced back to the pitcher, struck out, and fouled out to the first baseman, Cox. Fouled straight back, good cut there, one ball, one strike. Devin Ray was solid here today in this section of final. He will finish with a line of 5 innings, 4 runs, but dealing with this powerful, the topless lineup. He kept the Bulldogs right in the ballgame. Upstairs, 2-1. Lee Hardick waiting on deck. He's had himself a nice afternoon, or morning, I should say. There is a called strike, 1-1. Just feels like the afternoon with the sun out and the temperature's up. Just a beautiful day for baseball here in Flora. Two balls, two strikes. Pops straight back. It'll get over the screen out of play. It'll stay two balls, two strikes. Coming up in the seventh, it'll be Bianco Ray and then Blaine Blumker. That'll be 6-7 and 8. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gechner was late on the high fastball. And two quick outs for Colin McBride. Lee Hardick now will step in. He's 2-for-3. His home run in the first tied it. Then had a single in the third. He was picked off right ahead of an RBI base hit by Drew Taley. T-Town could have one more run across. It's 4-1 right now. And McBride's fastball stays upstairs for ball one. Cullen peers in for a sign, working from the stretch with the bases clear. Lifted into right center field. That is trouble. Bianco is going to chase after it. It bounces off the wall. And Hardick cruising around second. He's going to motor his way into third base. A head first dive with no throw. The third hit of the day for Lee Hardick. It's a two-out triple here in the bottom of the sixth inning. What a ball player Lee Hardick is. Now he'll be lifted for the courtesy runner. He just tossed his helmet to Tyler Rodney. Everything about Lee Hardick is slick and smooth. Started at shortstop. Looked good there. Came in relief of Eric Kramer when he had to leave with an elbow injury. He's looked good on the mound, and he's 3-for-4 at the plate today. A home run, a triple, and a single. A double away from the cycle. My goodness. What a performance here in the sectional championship. Big run out there at third base. A 4-1 T-Town lead. Fastball low to Cody Jansen. Jansen's 2 out of 3 today. Singled in the first, fly to center in the third. Then a leadoff home run off the light pole to start the fifth. That ball is skied down the left field line, and Tallman will turn and watch it go. A 2-run homer, the second of the day for Jansen. It's 6-1 to Topolis. All with 2 outs. The power of T-Town explodes again, this time in the sixth inning. They have hit 3 home runs today, all down that left field line. 6-1 shoes. The comeback just got much, much tougher for the Bulldogs. It was already an uphill battle. Now they're down by 5. Eric Kramer chops it on the ground. The shortstop, Ray. Tough hop. Does he have a play at first still? Yes. Stretched by Cox, and they got him. Nice play by Devin Ray. The damage, though, is done. A 2-out, 2-run homer off the bat of Cody Jansen. And as we go to the seventh inning, Staunton only has 3 outs left to Topless leads, 6-1. Staunton has a 5-run hole to dig out of here. Only 3 outs left, and Bianco takes a called strike one. Eric Kramer out of the game over at first. Mitch Hardick now the new first baseman for the Wooden Shoes. T-Town 3 outs away from their 9th straight sectional title. That breaking ball missed, 1 ball, 1 strike. Bianco 0-for-2 today, has struck out and flied to left. Bianco, Ray, and Blaine Blumker. If anybody can reach Cullen McBride, then it'd be at the top of the order. That fastball over but low, 2-1. Staunton needs base runners, and they need a lot of them. Scoreboard just flashed off out in center field. It's a 6-1 to Topolis lead. In the dirt, 3-1. Staunton got a leadoff homer in the first. Topolis came back with a home run of their own in the first. T-Town then got a run in the third, then 2 in the fifth, 2 more in the sixth. 3 balls and a strike to Bianco leading off the seventh, and swings and misses there. Nice pitch from Lee Hardick. Bianco will step out, take a deep breath. He'll dig back in. Need to get that leadoff man aboard. Hardick winds and fires. Lifted in the air, right field. Craig towards the right field line, gloves it for the first out. And T-Town 2 outs away now from their 9th straight sectional championship. They beat Southwestern in the Vandalia sectional semifinal back in 2015 on their way to a sectional title. Now they've got Staunton down to their final 2 outs here in 2018. What a great year it's been for the Bulldogs. Win or lose here today. Nothing to hang their heads about. Offering to Ray inside. Staunton basically ran into, well, just a powerhouse into Topolis. Year after year, T-Town is always there. That is pumped in for a called strike one, 1-1. And no disrespect to the teams that would still be on the trail, but if Staunton could have got past this game, that might have been their toughest hurdle. Oh, nice breaking ball. Just got a piece. Did Devin Ray, 1-2. Anytime when the draw comes out, T-Town's one of the first schools you look for and find and say, all right, where are we running into the Wooden Shoes at? You prefer to not have to see him until you get to state, but hey, somebody's got to play him. And if you want to win it, you eventually got to beat them. Got to go through Totopolis year after year. They lead 6-1. Top half of the seventh inning, one down, bases clear, a one ball, two strike count on Devin Ray. He's one for two today, singled his last trip. Hardick's offering, hit Ray. Well, we said they need base runners anyway, anyhow. That's a good start. We'll see if they can get a one-out rally going. Zach Urey is going to get the at-bat here, even though Blumker came in for the defense. It'll be Urey to take the at-bat here in the seventh inning. Zach is 0 for 2. He has bounced to short and popped out to the second baseman. So the runner over at first is Ray. Obviously, he'll be going nowhere, down five runs, one out in the seventh. Lee Hardick going to step behind the mound for a moment, take a little time to compose himself, take the glove off the left hand, look down to the dirt, kick a little bit around, now climbs back on top. Urey has an open stance from that right-handed box. Zach, just a freshman. Fastball over but low, ball one. Hardick came in relief of Eric Kramer in the fourth inning after Kramer started clutching at his right elbow. Kramer had been filthy through his three-plus innings of work. In the dirt, 2-0. Kramer allowed a leadoff home run and then set down nine in a row, striking out six of the nine. And then left in the fourth inning with that elbow injury. 2-0 to the freshman Urey. That's pumped in with the fastball, called strike one. Zach was taking all the way as he should be. Ray was hit by a pitch. He's over at first with one out. A 6-1 to topless lead. That is a nice breaking ball in for a called strike two. Of all the comebacks the Dogs have had in this postseason run, if they somehow pull this off, it is clearly at the top of the list, and it wouldn't even be close. Long way to go before we get there, though. Two balls, two strikes. That is, oh, he called the balk. It would have been a strike, but he called the balk. So Ray will take second. Did not see the balk. Home plate umpire called it immediately. There was no hesitation on that call. Two balls, two strikes. Another chance for Urey. It's a 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Struck him out, had him chasing in the dirt. The throw down to first, and Urey is retired. And Staunton down to their final out of this magical season. They ran through the South Central Conference undefeated, won 24 of their 28 ball games coming into today's sectional final, and they just ran into a buzzsaw that is the Totopolis Wooden Shoes. There is no shame in losing to T-Town in the sectional final. It's going to be the ninth straight year that they win the sectional if they can get this last out. Cullen McBride, the last chance for Staunton. First ball swinging, fisted right field. That'll get down for a base hit. Ray will stop at third, and McBride keeps the season alive for the Bulldogs. Top of the order now, and Marcus Carl strolls to the plate. Still need two more base runners to have a chance. Marcus Carl has had some of the best at-bats for Staunton today. Led the game off with a home run, hit a sharp liner to the first baseman back in the third, and then it was out on a fielder's choice in the fifth. He hit that ball hard, but it was right at the shortstop. And Justin Fleener, he's going to come out. He wants to talk to Lee Hardick. Two on, two out, a five-run lead for Totopolis. We'll have more sectional championship baseball coming up for you later today from the 1A Greenville University baseball sectional final. Nokomis facing Valmeyer. We'll have that broadcast at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on FM 106, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. Cardinal baseball later today from Pittsburgh, AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Have pregame coverage for you, I believe, at 2:10 today. 3:05 first pitch from Pittsburgh. Cardinals are struggling right now. They got blown out last night. They have not beat the Pirates all season long, after they struggled against the Royals earlier in the week. Here we go. Meeting on the mound is over. Carl stands in, representing Staunton's last hope. Breaking ball, fouled back, nothing and one. If Carl can extend it, Ryan Best will bat. Boy, those two runs that T-Town got in the sixth inning so big, that two-run homer by Cody Jansen, his second long ball of the day. It was a 2-1 game through four, then two in the fifth, two in the sixth for Tatopoulos. A one-strike count on Carl, breaking ball, couldn't pull the trigger, nothing and two, and Staunton is down to their final strike. Lee Hardick climbs on top. Carl digs into that right-handed box. Hardick's 0-2 offering, headed home. Hit on the ground slowly to the shortstop, Jansen. His place is second. The throw is high. Oh, they called him out. He sure looked like he was off the bag. The umpire called him out, and that's how the game and the season is going to end for Staunton. That throw was high. It pulled the second baseman off the bag, but the umpire said that Gechner got his foot on the sack. Oh, that is tough if you are Staunton right there, and we might have, no, but I don't think we're going to have, an appeal at all. The Bulldogs are going to fall 6-1. T-Town is sectional champions for the ninth straight year as they beat the Bulldogs 6-1 here this afternoon in the 2A Flora Baseball Sectional. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Flora following these messages on WSMI. Fun ball game here today in Flora for the sectional title. Staunton comes out on the wrong end of a 6-1 decision as the topless sectional champions for the ninth straight year. Just let that soak in for a moment. T-Town has won a sectional championship 9 straight years, 10 of the last 11 seasons, and it's their 15th sectional title since 1999. And we knew that coming into the ball game, Staunton was going to have their hands full. And, hey, it got off to a great start. Marcus Carl took the third pitch of the game over the left field fence for a leadoff home run. And just like that, Staunton had a 1-0 lead. It did not last long as Lee Hardick answered the second batter of the inning for T-Town in the home half of the first. He rode it out to left field, and we were tied at one. It would stay that way until the third inning when Drew Taylor hit an RBI double that scored Eric Kramer. That made it 2-1 shoes. T-Town would add two more in the fifth inning, a home run by Cody Jansen, and then a two-run homer by Cody Jansen again in the sixth inning, made it 6-1, 6 runs, 13 hits, no errors for T-Town. They left 7 on base, 1 run, just 4 hits, and 1 error with 6 left on for Staunton. Marcus Carl finishes the day 1-for-4 with that home run. Devin Ray was 1 out of 2. He was hit by a pitch in that seventh inning. And Colin McBride ended up 2-for-3 today with a pair of base hits. So T-Town, congratulations to them. They are sectional champs. They are 28-6, and they are on to the Sauget Super Sectional on Memorial Day Monday for a 5 o'clock date with either Nashville or Benton. Last report we had, Benton was leading that game 1-0. For Staunton, what a magical season it was, comes to a close here in the sectional final. They will end their year at 24-5. Now, they obviously have a lot of young talent. We talked about the freshman Cy Cox, the freshman Zach Urey, the sophomore Devin Ray. Frank Goss is a good-looking freshman as well. They're saying bye to some very good seniors, though. Marcus Carl, Austin Tallman, Nick Yates, three seniors that see their careers come to an end here today, and those will be three big bats and three big presences that Staunton has to replace moving in to next year. But this year comes to an end in the sectional final at the hands of T-Town with the final of 6-1. We'll take another break. We'll come back to Flora and wrap up this 2A baseball sectional following these messages on WSMI. Fun ball game here today. Took about an hour and 50 minutes to play it. It was a very crisp sectional final here today. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error, 6 left for Staunton. 6 runs on 13 base hits, no errors for Tatopoulos. They did leave 7 aboard. Now, from Tatopoulos' perspective, their attention will now switch to the right arm of Eric Kramer, their stud right-handed pitcher, left in the fourth inning grabbing his right elbow after he was dominant. After he surrendered that leadoff home run, he set down 9 straight, fanning 6 of them, but then was grabbing at the left elbow in that fourth inning. He got ahead, no balls, 2 strikes on Ryan Best, and then ended up getting Best after he had run the count full. He then missed with the first 2 to Cy Cox, and after the second ball to Silas, he bent over at the waist and started grabbing that right arm. They had a short conversation on the mound. He stayed in the ball game at first base, but his availability pitching for the rest of the year. That will be something that the top list will have to keep an eye on as they move into the Sauget Super Sectional Monday evening at 5 o'clock at GCS Ballpark. The Bulldogs have just wrapped up their team meeting down the right field line. You can just tell that Staunton is obviously very dejected, very upset, as you would expect after losing a tough sectional final like this. But on the long bus ride home, and it is a long bus ride back to Staunton for the Bulldogs, I would imagine that some perspective for the season that they've had will start to set in. It's been a great ride. They won the first regional in Staunton baseball since 1998. They were looking for the first sectional since 1994. That was not to be here today, but as they look back on this season, they're going to have a lot of really awesome memories and great things to remember about the 2018 baseball season. It'll come to a close at 24-5 for the Bulldogs. And, you know, so many times when a team has young players like Staunton has, everyone is then going to say, well, hey, they're going to be back here next year and the year after because they got a good freshman class. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But don't forget about the three seniors that Staunton is saying goodbye to here today in Marcus Carl, Austin Tallman, and Nick Yates. I mean, you're talking about a third of your starting lineup, very productive seniors, and their careers are now over for the Staunton Bulldogs. So, yes, a lot of talent coming back from Staunton. They're going to be a very tough club to deal with over the next several years, certainly in the South Central Conference and beyond, but you never know how things work out. This might have been their best chance to make that deep postseason run, but when you run into T-Town in the sectional, more times than not, your season is going to come to a close, and that is exactly the fate that Staunton met here today. Congratulations to the Tatopoulos Wooden Shoes. Again, 9 straight sectional titles. It is just such a staggering feat and an amazing accomplishment to win 9 straight sectionals, especially in baseball when there's so many different factors that can come into play. Maybe you just don't have it for a day. We saw it today. Their starting pitcher hurt his elbow. It didn't matter. And I would say the one consistent thing, well, probably 2 consistent things that T-Town has had is they've always got a deep, powerful lineup, and they seem to always have that power pitching on the mound. And we saw Lee Hardick come in relief, and he really did a nice job to shut the door and make sure that the injury to Eric Kramer would not derail the T-Town season here, and he did a great job to keep the Bulldogs at bay. And I think Kyle McBrain is walking over this way. We'll see if we can maybe get a conversation with Kyle. I think he's going to come over and talk with us here, talk about the great season that the Bulldogs have had. And it's always tough after you lose a ball game like this. But at the end of the day, as I said, they're going to look back at the season and feel very good about what they accomplished during this 2018 baseball season. And Kyle, that was a tough one, but you knew coming in it was going to be a tough battle with T-Town.
Oh, yeah, they're legit. Their lineup up and down, and their pitcher, hopefully their pitcher's okay. That was a tough scene there. That's never good. You hate to see that. So we're hoping he's okay.
I would imagine on the 2-hour trip over, in your mind you thought, you know, I would love to start with the leadoff home run, and I'll be darned if that's not exactly what happened.
Yeah, we thought we were going to have a couple more hopefully after that, but no, Marcus has been driving the ball all year. We tell him not to take a home run swing, and then he hits homers, and we're like, okay, we'll take it.
Kyle, I mean, you guys have nothing to hang your heads about. The season was fantastic, but you guys battled tooth and nail with this very powerful Tatopoulos club here tonight.
Oh, yeah, we were right there. Yeah. You know, we had a couple base runners. We just couldn't drive them in, and that's baseball. Their relief pitcher, when he came in, he did a heck of a job because I think we all kind of thought when they took Kramer out that we were going to have a pretty good shot. Mm-hmm. But he did a great job and worked down, and that's baseball. But I couldn't be more proud of our kids, the way they battled. We got down so many games this year and just continued to fight. And all the way up to the end, there was no quitting us. So I'm a happy coach today.
And you should be, Kyle. You had a great season. We talked about you have a lot of young talent coming back, so the future is bright. But you're saying goodbye to 3 extremely productive seniors.
These seniors were unbelievable this year. I'm not sure that that everybody expected them to have the kind of seasons they have, you know, but they've worked through it and they've kind of been through the grind. So very proud of them, and they're going to be tough to replace, but we've got some young kids that can play, and we're hoping they do the job.
And the young kids today, a game like this, Silas, Zach, Devin, they're going to remember this game, remember this feeling for the next time they get back.
Exactly. We kind of had that talk with Devin last year when he pitched in the regional championship game against Piasol. When Piasol was out there holding the plaque, I said, I don't want you to turn away. I want you to look, and I want you to watch this celebration because, you know, we'll have a shot to be back here. So I'm hoping we kind of do the same thing and come back even better next year.
Kyle, I know it's very raw. It just ended. But when you think about this team, what is going to be some of the things that really come to mind that stick in your mind?
I was just telling the boys, the wins and losses are great, and it got everybody fired up and everything, but I just love the way that they stick together. Yeah. And even our guys, like I said before the game, the guys on our bench don't quit either. They're in the game, and everybody has a role, and everybody does their job, and that's the biggest reason for our success is the fact that everybody bought into their role. You look at a kid like Blaine Blumker. He knows he's going to catch when Cullen's pitching. And other than that, he's probably going to be coming off the bench. And that's so big for a successful team is to know your role and accept your role and not quit working and trying to get better, but just knowing your job and doing your job for the betterment of the team and not necessarily, you know, for yourself. So that's the biggest part I'll remember.
Absolutely. Well, Kyle, it was a great season. Congratulations on the regional championship. Great effort here today, and unfortunately, he came up a little bit short, but hey, it's the ninth straight year T-Towns won a sectional championship, so you just get to join the list.
Yep, they're pretty good. Hopefully, we'll get a shot at them next year.
That's right. Kyle McBrain, thank you so much, sir. A great season for the Bulldogs. They come up a little bit short here today against the Tautopolis Wooden Shoes in this baseball sectional final from Flora. 6-1, T-Town beats Staunton. We want to thank Levi Ubelt. He produced this afternoon's sectional baseball championship action on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Remember, coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon, we will have the broadcast from the Greenville University baseball sectional final with Nokomis and Valmeyer. That broadcast at 3 o'clock today on FM 106. I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Flora.